From Spark and Anvil in ProofQuest, this is Induction Ida and Strong Induction Sten in Chapter 1 of the ProofQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The Belfry was the tallest tower at the Academy. The stairs to the top were carved from limestone, and they spiraled around and around and around for 137 steps. Ida and Sten were assistants to the Bellmaster, which meant that twice a day, every day, they had to climb the stairs, once at sunrise, once at sunset. Ida had figured out in her first week how to think about the climb so it didn't feel impossible. She told it to herself every morning at the bottom of the staircase. "If I can take the first step," she would say, "and if I can take the next step from whatever step I'm standing on, then I can take all the steps." That was Ida's domino rule. She said it under her breath and started climbing. Sten had a different rule. Sten thought about it differently. "If I can take the first step," Sten would say, "and if my knowing how to take the next step depends not just on the step I'm standing on, but on everything I've already done, every step behind me, then I can take all the steps." That was Sten's stronger rule. Sten said it under her breath and started climbing. For most days, both rules got them to the top equally well. But on the day a bell rope broke at step 79, the difference between the two rules began to matter. The Bellmaster came to the bottom of the staircase with a coil of rope on his shoulder. He looked at the two assistants. He said, "Step 79, bell rope frayed all the way through, needs replacing. Who's going?"
Ida looked at Sten. Sten looked at Ida. They both volunteered. "All right, both of you. But Ida, you go first. You need to bring up the new rope, and Sten will come up after with the splicer's tools. The thing is, you have to coordinate. Each step Sten takes has to be coordinated with where you already are. Otherwise, the rope will get tangled." "Got it," Ida said. She started up. She used her rule. "If I can take the first step, and if I can take the next step from whatever step I'm on, I can take all the steps." The new bell rope coiled in her arms. She went up. Step 1. Step 2. From step 5, take step 6. From step 38, take step 39. Her rule was simple. The previous step is all I need to think about. She didn't need to remember anything about steps 1 through 37. She just needed to remember step 38, and that was enough to take step 39. She reached step 79 and started splicing the new rope. She called down, "All right, Sten, come up." Sten started up with the splicer's tools. He used his rule. "If I can take the first step, and if my next step depends on everything I've already done, I can take all the steps." This was important. At step 38, Sten paused. He thought, "Ida passed through this step a few minutes ago. She left the rope coiled along the right wall. I know this because I saw her do it from below. So when I take step 39, I need to not step on the rope, which means I need to step on the left side of step 39, which I know from remembering everything Ida did, not just from looking at step 38.
He stepped left on 39. No tangle. At step 55, he paused again. He thought, "Ida turned around at step 55 to call down to me, so she shifted the rope to the inside of the spiral. So when I step on 55, I need to step outside." He stepped outside on 55. No tangle. At step 79, he arrived next to Ida. The rope was not tangled. "How did you know?" Ida asked. "I needed everything," Sten said. Ida thought about this on the way back down. They were walking together, and the new bell rope was now safely installed, and the bell would ring at sunset. "So your rule isn't wrong," said Ida, "but it's heavier." "It's heavier," Sten said. "My rule is, only think about the step you're on. Take the next step from that step. Don't carry the whole history with you."
"Right. Your rule is, keep
all of the history with you. Use everything to decide the next step. Right. And mine works for most things. For most things. But for some things, like coordinating with you and the rope, mine isn't enough, because the rope's position depends on every step that came before. So I'd need to know the whole history of where the rope went, not just where I'm standing now. Right. That's when mine helps. Ida thought about this. If we were just climbing the stairs alone, both rules would get us to the top. They'd give the same answer. They would. It's only when the next step needs to know something older than just the previous step that yours matters. That's when stronger induction earns its weight, Sten said.
Ida nodded slowly. So we're both telling kids the same story, mostly. Mine is the simpler version. Yours is the version that handles harder problems. Yours is the version most kids start with. Mine is the version they grow into when the problem they're proving is more tangled. Same family, different siblings, different siblings. That sunset, they rang the bell together. Ida pulled the new rope. Sten counted the strokes. The bell rang 137 times, once for each step they had climbed. Sten said, "Every stroke depends on every earlier stroke." Ida said, "But every stroke is fine on its own too." Both rules held. Both rules carried them up. Both rules carried them down. Both rules were correct ways of thinking about the staircase. Good induction, Ida said. Good strong induction, Sten replied. Outside, the kingdom was quiet, and the sun was settling into the sea, and the bell rang for a long time.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Induction Ida and Strong Induction Sten. Transcript.